What is ARP spoofing, and how to detect and prevent it? ARP spoofing, also called ARP poisoning, is a network attack that exploits weaknesses in the Address Resolution Protocol, ARP, which maps IP addresses to physical MAC addresses within a local network. Because ARP was not designed with security in mind, devices automatically trust ARP replies without verification. This allows any device on the same network to send false ARP messages. In an ARP spoofing attack, the attacker must first connect to the same local network as the victim, such as a home, office, or public Wi-Fi network. The attacker then sends fake ARP replies that associate their own MAC address with a trusted IP address, typically the router or default gateway. This process, known as ARP cache poisoning, causes both the victim's device and the router to send traffic through the attacker. The attacker can secretly intercept, monitor, alter, or block data, enabling man-in-the-middle attacks. ARP spoofing commonly targets shared IPv4 networks where devices trust one another, including offices, small businesses, public Wi-Fi hotspots, and home networks used by remote or hybrid workers. Small organizations are especially vulnerable due to limited network security and monitoring. Signs of ARP spoofing include slow or unstable network performance, frequent changes in ARP tables, duplicate IP or MAC address warnings, unexpected connection drops, and alerts from network monitoring tools that detect abnormal ARP activity. Although ARP spoofing cannot be completely eliminated, its risks can be significantly reduced. Key defenses include static ARP for critical devices, encrypted traffic HTTPS TLS SSH, VPNs on shared networks, packet filtering, dynamic ARP inspection, network segmentation, managed switches, regular updates, and user awareness training. ARP spoofing is a quiet but serious threat that exploits trust within local networks. Understanding its mechanics, recognizing warning signs, and applying layered security controls can greatly limit its impact and protect network communications.